we try to look at the problems that we see in the healthcare sector, the problems of too many people without health insurance, the rising cost of insurance, the quality problems that we see in healthcare, and we try to identify what sorts of things are solving those problems and what sorts of things are not solving those problems. And what we found is that when consumers control the money that they're spending, when you have a lot of competition between healthcare providers, open competition instead of a regulated, heavily regulated marketplace, something pretty special happens. Instead of healthcare costs increasing, healthcare prices fall. Instead of quality being stagnant or poor, you have quality improvements. This happens in markets such as the market for laser eye surgery, where we've seen prices fall at the same time quality is improving. It happens in the market for cosmetic surgery. And the reason for this is that the consumer controls the money instead of having your employer control it or the government control it. And when the consumer controls the money, they make smarter decisions and the marketplace responds by driving quality up while reducing costs. The problem with the rest of our healthcare sector is that consumers don't control the money and we don't have that sort of vibrant competition. Employers or the government control too much of the money. The consumer then isn't as careful about the healthcare decisions that they make, and we end up getting a lot of spending on a lot of very low quality, low value care, and all that spending just tends to drive up costs.
In your book, you talk about how not to reform healthcare. Can you expand on that a little for me?
Well, what you don't want to do is you don't want to give more control to the government or to employers. You don't want to take even more control away from patients and give them fewer choices, which is what most healthcare plans would do. You get proposals from the presidential candidates like Senator Clinton or Senator Edwards or Senator Obama or even Governor Romney on the Republican side, which don't give individual consumers control over their healthcare dollars. It shifts control to the government. Fortunately, we've got one presidential candidate who is talking about giving more control to patients, and that's Mayor Giuliani. I'm interested to see what else he has to say about healthcare. The important thing is not the number of companies, it's that you lower the barriers to entry into the market. And let me give you an example. If you live in Florida, it is unlawful for you to buy an insurance policy from outside of the state. You can't buy an insurance policy from Alabama or Indiana or California. And the reason is the state of Florida puts up a great big wall keeping those insurance policies out. They're called licensure laws. You have to get a license to sell an insurance policy in Florida. Otherwise, the insurance policy from the other state can't come in. And to get that license, you have to include all sorts of coverage that Florida demands that you include. And that coverage might make that health insurance policy too expensive for you. Other states might not require you to purchase as much coverage, and so therefore those policies might be more affordable, but because you've got that barrier to entry into Florida, you're not allowed to buy that. You're allowed to buy wine from out of state. You're allowed to buy a car from out of state. Interestingly, Bruce Springsteen, who lives in New Jersey, he can buy voice insurance. He can get his voice box insured from Lloyd's of London, which is not only out of state but across the ocean. But you can't buy insurance from Idaho if you live in Florida.
There's a book on the opposite side of the opinion scale called Sick, and we also talked to that author, and I wanted to get your feedback why universal health care wouldn't work.
Let's be clear what we mean by universal health care. I think that, well, or let's not, actually. Let me just frame it this way. What Jonathan Cohn wants and what I want, I think, are the same thing. We want to make health care better and accessible to as many people as possible. The question is, how do we get there? How do we improve health care? How do we make it more accessible to the poor and the sick who have the hardest time getting the health care that they need? I don't think the answer is to give even more control over health care to the government, because what happens and we see in government programs is they either waste a lot of money on unnecessary care, or they reduce access in a way that keeps people from getting the health care that they need. And it doesn't do anything to make health care actually more affordable, to bring the prices down, to bring it within reach of more people who need it. What does that is market competition. We've seen that in all other areas of the economy. We've seen it even in some areas of the healthcare sector But we don't see it broadly in the healthcare sector because we've got governments paying for half of the healthcare that we consume in this country and heavily influencing how we pay for the and deliver the other half of the healthcare that we consume. I think that people who support universal healthcare have something in, or universal health insurance have something in common with those who oppose it, which is we really want to make healthcare affordable to more people. We just have a disagreement about how to do that. And I would argue that the way to do that is market competition, because when has the government ever made something more efficient or more affordable?